I will introduce about 10 different birds on this side of the tape. Side 2 will be only bird songs as you would hear them at the bird sanctuary at Indian Springs. When I listen to side 2 of the tape, I imagine that I am walking from one tree to the next, and in each tree there is a different bird. Sometimes you can hear a bird in the background which was previously heard at close range. Some listeners may be interested in how these recordings were made. I use what is called a parabolic microphone, along with a tape recorder. The parabolic mic is made from a parabolic reflector similar to a satellite TV antenna. The parabolic reflector has a diameter of about 20 inches. With such a large diameter, the reflector can intercept a large amount of sound energy, more than a bare microphone. The shape of the paraboloid focuses and concentrates the sound to the focal point where a microphone is rigidly placed. The output of the microphone is amplified by a small amplifier and transmitted by a cable to the input of the tape recorder. I use a stereo cassette recorder, which I have modified with a battery power pack that is strapped onto my waist. The tape recorder is strapped over my shoulder so that I can push buttons and set the input level. I monitor all of my recordings with headphones. The microphone weighs about 3 pounds, the tape recorder 5 pounds, and the power pack about 2 pounds. Carrying all of this weight can result in good exercise, especially in the 90-degree heat of July. My equipment works pretty well for my purpose, but professional ornithologists use a several thousand dollar Nagra or Ewer tape recorder. These are reel-to-reel tape recorders. And for all that money, you only get a mono recorder. But there is a good reason for this. The whole width of the tape is used for one signal. The result is greater dynamic range and greater signal-to-noise ratio. Next year, digital tape recorders should be available. They can record sounds with compact disc quality and will be great for recording bird songs. Now I think it's a good idea to start introducing some birds.